The following message is presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Now the message.
This morning we're going to look at a few verses. We're going to look at 1 Peter 3:3-4. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be from your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. Now, this verse has been used in the past as an argument for ladies not to dress up in jewelry and nice clothes and even makeup and stuff like that. But I don't believe that's what God was telling us. Because if you read the verses before, verses 1 and 2, and you continue on even after verse 4, I believe that God is telling us to look at how we need to be as a person, what we need to put importance in. God's telling us what real beauty is supposed to look like. So I want to look at that verse in that text, in that context of what does real beauty really look like? Outwardly or inwardly? We need to look at it in how we're raising our children. We have baby dedication, child dedication, family dedication today. We need to dedicate ourselves to emphasizing what is important and what is not important in life, so that we raise our children so that they understand what is valuable to God. Their beauty, their self-worth should not come from their outward appearance, but rather from what is within. Verse 4 said, rather, it should be that your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth to God. A different version of Scripture, different version says, but let it be the hidden person of the heart. I like that part. I really like that part. The hidden person of the heart. Who are you inside? That is what is of great value to God. Not what you look at and see, but what type of person you are. Are we teaching our children to be more concerned about how they look or who they are? Both are important. We do need to teach our children to clean up and look nice. I'm not saying that's not important. But what is more important is that they put more effort into who they are as a person than what they look like as a person. We need to teach them both, but we need to understand that the hidden person, the inner person, is more important. Because Proverbs 31:30, charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. I am not going to be as pretty as I am right now, later in life. Right? Well, none of us are. I used to have hair. I used to not be so fat. I used to not be so I've always been short. But our outward appearance will fade. But our inward appearance, it only gets brighter the more we get to know Christ and the more we follow Christ. What are we teaching our children? What is important? Outward or inward? Things of the world things of the heart. Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9, probably one of the most familiar verses, especially when we talk about verses referring to teaching our children. Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commands I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them to your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Pretty straightforward verse. It instructs us for how our family should be and our faith. The spiritual formation of your children, that is parents' responsibility. That is your responsibility. Your spiritual formation of your children. It's your family's responsibilities. Grandparents of these children. Aunts and uncles of these children. It's your responsibility how their formation of their faith. And then it's your friends' responsibility. Now you say friends, and I mention that for a reason. Because your kids are going to grow up seeing what type of people you hang out with. They need to see your friends as individuals that honor God. That will go a long way later on in life when you start talking to them about who they should and shouldn't hang out with. If they look at you and see that you hang out with the people you're trying to tell them to hang out with. So your friends make a big impact on your children. The best way to teach your children or to teach our children is to start by setting an example. Living a life of faith. Living a life that we would want them to be living when they get older. They're looking at us. They're looking at each one of us. Verse 6 said, these commands I give to you today are to be on your hearts. God said, you have to have them first. He says, then impress them on your children. You can't give them, you can't give your children something that you don't have. They're only going to learn what you teach them. You can't teach them to read the Bible if they don't see you reading the Bible. You can't teach them to pray if they don't see you praying and learning how to pray. They need to hear you praying. They need to hear you learning, because as you grow in Christ, your prayers will change. The way you pray will change. Your children need to hear that. I'm telling you right now, do not teach them to play ball, and do not teach them to dance, or do not teach them to do anything else, hunt or fish, until you teach them to pray. We need to set the foundation correctly. Now, I'm all about all that other stuff. I've coached my whole life almost. Definitely hunted and fished my whole life. But we need to put the first things first when it comes to teaching our children. We need to talk about the Word of God. That's what this scripture says. Talk about it in your house. Talk about it when you're at home. Talk about godly things at home. When you walk on the side of the road, I told my Sunday school class today that things in the scripture may be different. Okay, not many of us are walking, especially in a 100-degree temperature, right? But when you're riding down the road in the vehicle with your children, talk about God's rules. Talk about what God has laid on us through his scripture. I heard about a man who every morning, taking his kids to school, when he was driving them to school, he would pray for them. And he would pray for their day. They would hear their daddy praying for them. Well, one morning he got up and it was just one of those days, you know. So already got phone calls early at work and things were going through his mind and he was figuring things out that it was going to have to happen before he got to work. And he pulled in there and dropped his kid off and was about to leave and he heard a knock on his window. And he rolled his window down and his little son was standing there and he said, "Daddy, you forgot to pray for me today." Tell me those children aren't learning. Tell me those children aren't growing up to be prayer warriors. It's very important for your children to see you and God in conversation. The verse says, when you lay down at night, when you put your kids down at night, let them hear you pray, "God, thank you for my baby. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my husband or for my wife." Let them hear you praying when they lay down at night, when they get up in the morning. I really like the deal about the prayer, driving to school. I like that. Or while you're waiting on the bus. I like that. Look, I'm not perfect. I wish someone would have preached this sermon to me when I was younger and my children were younger. I wish they would have given me examples of how I could have shown my children how important prayer and stuff is, even more than what we did. I wish I would have got taught this. But hopefully I'm doing better with my grandchildren. Hopefully I'm doing better. It's never too late to make a change. It's never too late to set a godly example for your family. Start to build a godly lifestyle in their lives, in your grandchildren's lives, in your great-grandchildren's lives. Don't parents, grandparents, don't treat church like it is optional. Now I'm going to step on some toes, mine included. We don't have to be weird about it. But if we spend all our weekend at the ball field or in the woods or fishing or shopping or doing this or that with our friends, and then we come up and we find any and every excuse not to come to church, what do you think you're teaching your kids? They're smart. They see that we'll go play or we'll go do the things that we enjoy, but then I just don't feel good this morning. Look, we were working outside yesterday in the heat all day, just about. I told them men, I said, the longer y'all keep me out here, the shorter this sermon's getting. It was hot yesterday. But we got to understand. Ken sang a song. God created this world and everything in it. And then we put more things that we enjoy before God. What kind of example are we setting for our children? And then we wonder why later on in life they're not committed to church and to God like we would want them to be. we set the example. We can't go back and change that, but we can set an example for our grandkids and our great-grandkids. Parents, our job never stops. You want them to have a great marriage when they get older? Well, how are they and what are they seeing in you and your relationship with your husband and your wife? Do they see loving relationship? Or do they see people at each other's throats and arguing and fussing about this and that? Do they see a forgiving relationship? Your kids are watching. What kind of example are you setting? How are you treating each other? What are you telling them about how to live? What are we putting first in our life? The example you set for your children will write your kids' future more than any other education they get. What they see at home is going to affect their future more than anything else that they see or are taught in life. When your children grow up, they're going to face life. They're going to face things out there. You and I face them. Our kids are going to face them, and maybe even worse. What I want for my children is that what they learned at home, what their mother and I taught them, they will not be shaken from no matter what they face in life. I'm going to stand by what mom and dad taught me because they taught me about God, and God is the only truth that's really out there. I don't want my kids shaking when life happens. I want them to be able to fall back on what we taught them. I don't want them to sway from one place to another because I want them to have a strong faith in God. Because of what they saw and what they were taught at home. Because they hold fast to what is the most important thing in life. Are we leading our children by example? Let's show them that we believe, we trust, and we follow God. And we're going to run to His hands every chance we get. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much for loving us. Lord, I thank you for the families that you've given us. And Lord, too many times I've fallen short in the example that I should have set for my children. But Lord, you always give us second chances, second opportunities. And I want to set that good example, that godly example for my grandchildren. Lord, for these young families that still have young children, I pray that they step up and be the examples. Grandparents that step up and be the examples our grandchildren and great-grandchildren need to see. Lord, if there's a decision that needs to be made today, I pray that today would be the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The preceding message was presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ or about the church, including contact information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.